Company loves you, Bobo.
23 hours.
And antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
Lack of a security attributed to indiscriminate disposal of waste at a BH market. Taxi drivers call for the repair of a jumbo drive in Kitweza Riverside area. And in African news, the Central African Republic's president wants a third term. Good afternoon. It is Friday, the 1st of August 2025. And to present the 12:45 main news, my name is Sylvester Kaumba. Marketeers at a BH market in Lusaka say the lack of adequate security has led to the continued indiscriminate disposal of garbage at the trading place. Speaking in an interview, the marketeers have stated that the Lusaka City Council need to distribute more skip bins that will be used at the market for garbage collection. They say the number of skip bins at the trading area is less, stating that there is need for the council to put more bins to accommodate the amount of garbage accumulating. The marketeers have further expressed concern regarding the health hazards posed by the current condition of the dumping site. Taxi drivers in Kitweza Riverside area have urged authorities in the city to prioritize repairs on Jumbo Drive, which has been severely damaged by potholes. According to the drivers, the poor state of the road is not only causing damage to their vehicles, but also disrupting their daily businesses and posing safety risks. They describe the road's condition as a major problem, which is affecting their livelihoods and causing a frustration.
Especially in the Jumbo Drive, because Jumbo Drive,
wako kona ba menda fero fute fwa menda tafiko kora filesa mkona ika ifili ndi fiba kofi so fire wanaura mamotoka.
And some residents have also echoed the driver's sentiments, stating that authorities should ensure that roads are built to last with a proper tarring and maintenance. The residents have further appealed for road repairs to be extended to other areas, including Freedom Way, Musonda Station, and CCM, highlighting the need for improved infrastructure to support the community's needs.
Hello, footing at Wesapa Zambezwe, Zambezwe, and Abachitawino, Ukwambo, Kuyuami, and Umbadet Soap, Kuyuami, Bambiro, Kuami, Zambezwe, which is a watch for the watch, Yamkuba Rodi, Bambo, Kuami, Akashi, Fila Drake, Yafika, Yapafia, Yamaroku, Dirika, Misabo, Shamba, Ifirin. So, Trepa Zambezwe, Wakavika Tamat, Ukui, Fumiakuna Queen, Ku Freedom Way, and Tukwamso, and then Wakaka Tekona Irodia, CCM.
You know, Yamde, the power of freedom, Kusaka, Apa. Mkuba village my appeal kuri ba councilor na ba MP ni lodge ile fa ikaipitirire kutipite kumbali ya mkuba village kwa kuminkana na freedom wa venue para pasi CM mshimu watu afwa mshimi shortcut yala ipipa kwa bwangu abale ya kumavurangiriro kumakwacha kuisa.
Some senior citizens in Kapirimponshi have repeated their call, reminding the local leadership to focus their energies on needy areas in the district. Jafet Mangolwa, a former educationist, has called on office bearers to prioritize water and sanitation whenever they make submissions to the relevant authorities. Mr. Mangolwa has observed with sadness that for a long time now, the district and the constituency as a whole has had duty bearers with misplaced priorities. He has since challenged all aspiring officer bearers to look into the critical needs affecting the residents.
Priorities in Kapiri are not there. They are doing the roads and they are putting up wrong road signs. And the road markings are being done wrong. For instance, at the St. Paul's, there's a broken line at a point where children cross. Broken lines means you have got a right to overtake. What does it mean? Again, these road markings, there are some other wrong markings at the near the mall. What a priority, Kapiri. Please do something. Once we are just entering August.
Now, the Indola City Council has revealed that 450 companies and cooperatives have received loans across the four constituencies from 2022 to 2024. Council Public Relations Manager Rebecca Mshota revealed that the total value of loans disbursed from 2022 to 2024 is 37,217,347 kwacha. Ms. Mshota added that 257 beneficiaries have not made any repayment to date. She has, however, stated that the local authority has taken steps to ensure that they recollect the funds, as the loans are meant to be revolving funds.
51.6% of these beneficiaries have not made any payment to date. So 257 beneficiaries out of the 498 have not made any payment to date. Measures that we have undertaken have made reminders to the banks that have been dealing with these beneficiaries. We have also reminded our WDCs, as they are the ones that know these beneficiaries. We have reminded them to remind our beneficiaries to make a payment. We have undertaken other sensitization programs, such as radio programs, to remind the beneficiaries that the loans were meant to be a revolving fund.
We now have our current business rates, and when we come back, join us for the rest of the news.
business rates are brought to you by Bongo Bongo, Zambia's casino. The thrill of fun, the joy of winning. Bongo Bongo, Bongo Bongo.